The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 13th chapter.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said, "In those days after that suffering, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will be falling from heaven, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in clouds with great power and glory. Then he will send out the angels and gather his elect from the four winds and from the ends of the earth to the ends of heaven. From the fig tree, learn its lesson. As soon as its branches become tender and put forth its leaves, you know that summer is near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that he is near, at the very gates. Truly I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But about that hour or day no one knows, neither the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. Beware, keep alert, for you do not know when the time will come. It is like a man going on a journey. When he leaves home and puts his slaves in charge, each with his work, and commands the doorkeeper to be on the watch. Therefore, keep awake, for you do not know when the master of the house will come, in the evening, or at midnight, or at cockcrow, or at dawn. Or else he may find you asleep when he comes suddenly. And what I say to you, I say to all, keep awake." The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. Good morning. Grace and peace to each of you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus, who is the Christ. Amen. It's a post unlike any I have ever seen on Facebook. It's the announcement of death in the 21st century. "This is to let friends know," writes retired ELCA pastor Ed Knudsen, "that my cancer is back and my condition is deteriorating quickly. It may be only days. I thank God for the gift of life and the love and care of so many." Hours passed after this post first appeared. Nobody said a word. I mean, what do you say to someone who announces online his or her own impending death? After some time, comments finally began to appear. Some spoke of Ed's knowledge and vast learning. Others spoke of great conversations they had with him over the years. Yet in the days that followed, another, much more dominant theme appeared in the comments section beneath Ed's announcement, one that made it clear why Ed's family and friends cherished and appreciated him so much. We'll come back to that dominant theme in a moment. But for now, I'd like to ask each of you a related question. When you think about your closest friends, what do you cherish or appreciate about them? What qualities in them do you like best? Is it how smart they are, how much they know, or is it something more, something deeper? And what about Jesus? What is it about him that his earliest followers, and now us today, cherish or remember concerning who he was? Think of our gospel for today, Mark 13, which can at first glance be a little misleading here. Consider, if you wish, verse 26 in your bulletin. There Jesus tells us he will return with great power and glory. This is certainly one way Jesus was remembered. But is that really why we cherish and remember Jesus? Because he was omnipotent, which is to say, all-powerful? Or consider the words of Peter to the risen Christ according to John chapter 21. Jesus asks Peter, "Do you love me?" And Peter replies, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." So is that what we remember and cherish about Jesus? That he, in Peter's words, knew everything? That he was omniscient? Now, as some of you know, I have a love for the Jewish tradition out of which Peter and Jesus came. In fact, I've often said, if it wasn't for Jesus and bacon, I would be Jewish. So a lot hangs on what, for me, makes Jesus significant. Indeed, what makes him the Christ, the Messiah, or as one commentator puts it, the ambassador of God. And I have to tell you, it's not for me that Jesus was omnipotent, all-powerful, or omniscient, all-knowing, that inspires me to want to follow him or to cherish his memory. For one thing, Jesus doesn't have these qualities, at least according to Mark's gospel. In Mark chapter 6, verse 5, for example, it says that Jesus was limited, that he could not perform miracles in his hometown because the people around him did not believe. Check that out, Mark 6, 5. And in Mark 13, our gospel reading for today, not only does Jesus incorrectly prophesy when he says, these things will happen before this generation comes to pass. That's verse 30. Look at that for yourself if you wish. He also admits in verse 32 of our reading his ignorance when it comes more specifically to when these things will occur. Now, for me, neither of these, Jesus's lack of absolute power, Mark 6, or lack of omniscience, Mark 13, 32, is a problem. They are, as theologians before me in the Lutheran tradition have argued for centuries, merely the full and total consequence of the incarnation, of God's complete descent into the flesh. By emptying himself, as Paul says of Jesus in Philippians 2, Jesus sets aside his attributes of omnipotence and omniscience to be with us in history, even as he retains the God presence in him. And it's this God presence that becomes evident not in power or might, much less absolute knowledge, but in his way of being toward others. His way of being toward others. This is why Jesus' earliest followers called themselves not power junkies or knowledge gurus, but followers of the way. Followers of the way. He was, as Dietrich Bonhoeffer says, the quintessential person for others. So much so that even in his crucifixion, according to the Gospel of John, he ministers to his mother and cares for his closest disciple. So much so that on the cross, he prays for his enemies and teaches us to love them, something, As the author Lloyd Gearing points out, no rabbi before him had taught, much less lived. So much so that he gives himself away completely to us, which is God working in him, which is God in him, which is God for us through him. You see, it's not Jesus's omnipotence or omniscience that makes him special. Were his followers to post on Facebook in the first century, I imagine that they, as self-proclaimed followers of the way, would post what I share with each of you now. Jesus's best quality and godliness was his full and total generosity toward others, the complete and total gift of himself to others in their hour of need, in their loneliness, in their desperation, in their search for meaning, and in their desire for healing. Over the next few weeks, you and I will be invited deeper and deeper into this way, which the Apostle Paul calls life in the Spirit, as we anticipate the greatest and most generous gift God could give to us, God's own self in Jesus Christ. This is what makes me a Christian. And this, I submit, is the highest quality for which Jesus is most cherished, most remembered, most celebrated, and should be most followed. Generosity. And speaking of this quality and others like it, let's return now to the question I posed at the beginning of my message. When you, whether you are retired or working, whether you are a high school or college student, when you think of your closest friends, what do you like about them? What are their best qualities? Is it their power, their prestige, or how much they know? Is it their money, or how much they have? Or is it, like Jesus, something more, their compassion, their empathy, their trust, their generosity? Several days after Ed Knutson posted about the nearing end of his life, another post appeared. This one was from his spouse. On Wednesday, November 1st, she wrote, "My beloved husband, Ed, died." I read the comments that followed, and as I mentioned, a theme appeared. Ed Knutson wasn't remembered for how smart or powerful he was. Ed Knutson, in some small way like Christ, was remembered for his generous spirit, for his commitment to service and justice, for the life he lived, as Jesus did, for others. May each of us here, empowered as Ed was by the life and example of Jesus Christ, aspire to do and be the same this Advent and forevermore. Amen.